Setting fitness-related goals and resolutions. No matter what type of fitness dream you have, it's going to be easier to achieve if you set a fitness-related goal. Setting goals for anything can be difficult to follow through with. This is one reason why so many fitness resolutions begin to fade by the beginning of February. It's been shown that by setting fitness goals, you give yourself a plan of action to follow, and your success rate increases. While you may face stumbling blocks along the way, you'll be able to identify them and find a way to succeed. Many people love making fitness-related New Year's resolutions. If this is what your resolution is going to be this year, you want to make sure that you're going to set a goal that you can achieve. At first, your enthusiasm is going to be high, but if you go crazy and set up a plan that has you exercising every day for hours at a time, your enthusiasm is going to dwindle pretty quickly. You're going to be doing way too much too quickly, and you run the risk of injuring yourself. By setting up an overzealous fitness program, you're really just setting yourself up for failure. Instead, your best option is to plan out a more moderate fitness plan to begin with. Let's look at the best way to do this. 1. Make a list of your fitness goals and then break them down into smaller steps. If your overall goal is to run a marathon, start with a small goal of running a 5K first. If you haven't run in years, then a more manageable goal would be to start a running routine where you run for just 5 or 10 minutes at a time. As you improve, you would increase your goal. 2. Write out your fitness goals by using positive terms. Use words such as I am and not I want. What's going to keep you more motivated? I ran a 5K in July, or I would like to run a 5K this year. 3. Add a date to your fitness goal as we did in the above example. By setting a specific or defined goal, you have a date to work towards, and this increases your motivation. Instead of saying that you want to lose lots of weight this year, you want to be more specific. How many pounds do you want to lose, and by when do you want to lose them? 4. Setting a fitness goal requires you to make changes in your behavior. It's often easier to make changes in your behavior than to try and make a huge lifestyle change. A behavior goal is one where you take a specific action, such as going for a short walk during your lunch break. Other goals may be to run from your home to the bus stop without stopping. 5. Setting personal goals for wanting to improve your fitness level is also a great way to improve your chances of success. Think about why you want to get fit. Are you dealing with arthritis, and you know that being more mobile is going to help reduce your pain? Another personal goal may be to get fit to lose weight so you can fit into that special dress for an upcoming celebration. By using the above 5 tips, you can now plan a fitness goal or resolution which will help you achieve your goal and be successful. Make your goal as specific as possible, and don't forget to attach a date to it.